ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavanam Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Navidam Ki Jai. Gangamai Ki Jai. Jamunamai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. All glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we're from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 5, text number 25. This is the chapter Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Labhyante Brahma Nirvanam Chinna Vaidha Yatatmanaha Rasayag Shina Kamasa Sarvabhuta Hitevataha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme Purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Only a person who is fully in Krishna consciousness can be said to be engaged in welfare work for all living entities. When a person is actually in the knowledge that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, then when he acts in that spirit, he acts for everyone. The sufferings of humanity are due to forgetfulness of Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend. Therefore, to act to revive this consciousness within the entire human society is the highest welfare work. One cannot be engaged in such first-class welfare work without being liberated in the supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no doubt about the supremacy of Krishna. He has no doubt because he is completely freed from all sin. This is the state of divine love. Everybody likes love. Well, this is the state of divine love, where one is completely freed from all sin. A person engaged only in ministering to the physical welfare of human society cannot factually help anyone. Temporary relief of the external body and the mind is not satisfactory. The real cause of one's difficulties in the hard struggle for life may be found in one's forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. When a man is fully conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he is actually a liberated soul, although he may be in the material tabernacle. Om Jnana Tyamanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshumlitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Krotavachalam Kamundam Mayadevan Yakripa Tavaham Bande Shigurum Dinatarunam Vanchakapa Tripyascha Kripa Sindhu Devaja Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
So there's many welfare movements throughout the world where they're trying to help people. March of Dimes, and there's so many different welfare movements. But what they're trying to help is the material body, which is not who we are. We're actually the soul within. So if we can help the soul, we're really helping the people. Can we turn these fans down a little bit? Oh, she's got it there. Thank you. No, just down. Turn it down a little bit. Just not off. A little higher, a little higher. So Srila Prabhupada, he says in one, he writes actually in one letter, he says at the present moment, the entire world is in a very dangerous position because they're under the spell of a godless civilization. He goes on to say, this Krishna conscious movement therefore needs many exalted, learned persons who can sacrifice their life to revive the God consciousness of the people in the world. A very powerful statement there. Very beautiful. Prabhupada is so compassionate. Always thinking of how to revive the dormant Krishna consciousness in the hearts of everyone. This is actually the main problem. This is the only problem in society, is that people have forgotten Krishna. So therefore, Krishna comes, Lord Chaitanya comes, and they send their pure devotees who come and help revive this Krishna consciousness. Just like in the world, there's always some type of natural disaster. Recently we had this big flood in Queensland. Many people died. So there's some people that wanted to help so much they were staying up all night, you know, trying to help people and find people. And, you know. Or the tsunami, so many people died. So many people were flying from other parts of the world. We also, Hare Krishna, we went there to help. Or earthquakes, you know, so many different horrible disasters take place, take people's lives. So the main disaster in the material world is that people have forgotten Krishna. This is the major disaster that's happened, that people have forgotten Krishna. So if we can help people revive their Krishna consciousness, this is the highest welfare work that we can perform. There's no higher service we can do for society. And unfortunately, we don't have a big army. We don't have a lot of devotees that are willing to sacrifice their life to revive people's God consciousness. But Prabhupada is practically begging the devotees here, dedicate your life to this. We have to dedicate our life to something, right? We have to dedicate our life to something. So why not dedicate our life to helping people? If we dedicate our life to trying to help people in this most wonderful way, then Krishna is very pleased. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, I have a little bit of a sore throat. I think there's a cup of water over there that has some special... Is this what he... No, I think I have another one over there, actually, that has some special stuff in it for my throat. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, thank you very much. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, he was traveling around preaching Krishna consciousness, Harinam, Sankirtan. And he went to one city, one village, and there he found this Kurma Brahmana, very nice devotee, who was extremely inspired by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much so that when Lord Chaitanya was leaving, he told him, Lord, I want to go with you. I want to renounce my family life and just travel with you. Imagine how nice that would be. He was very fired up. So Lord Chaitanya said, no. He says, Yare deke tare ka Krishna upadesh. Amara agyaya guru anantare desh. He said, no, you stay here in your household situation. And you instruct everyone of the teachings that are given in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this way you instruct everyone and you become guru. You help here, you're not necessary, you don't have to travel. Just like most, you're not traveling, you're staying here in Sydney. So this also pertains to you. Learn this wonderful philosophy and help others. No better way to help people. And now we have this program, it's happening all over the world. It's the monthly Sankirtan Festival. I was just in Melbourne, and we had this, many devotees went out on book distribution. You know, to do it every weekend is might be a little difficult, because most of you are working, and the weekend is the day you can relax a little, take it easy. But once a month is kind of reasonable, isn't it? Once a month is reasonable. To spend some hours out trying to help, trying to give this wonderful knowledge that has been given to us. Prabhupada used to say that you're very fortunate. So try to help others become fortunate. And give them this great fortune, this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So we did this in Melbourne, and some of the devotees, they came up to me and said, I'm going to do it more than once a month. I'm going to go out twice a month. A little inspired. It's a wonderful activity, actually. It's an austerity, but it's also fun. It's kind of like chutney, Chutney is very hot. It's supposed to be so hot that you can't eat it, and so sweet that you can't stop eating it, right? So sankirtan, it's like that. It's a little hot sometimes. Okay, it's tough. It's also sweet. And it's something that you have to practice, just like anything. Practice makes perfect. You won't be an expert book distributor in a short time. You may never become an expert book distributor. There's not many. But you could learn the art. Prabhupada said he wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. He didn't say he wanted everybody to learn the art of cooking, or everybody to learn the art of deity worship, or everybody to learn the art of management. But he did say he wants everybody to learn the art of book distribution. And when he was here, physically on this planet, that was the main activity in our society. And that's why there were so many books being distributed. Because Srila Prabhupada, he's very compassionate. A lot of compassion. Filled with so much love. And therefore people were attracted. So we also, if we want to help people, we also have to get this love. So that's there. That love is there. It's in the heart. It's dormant. Yeah. So by this sadhana bhakti, this love for Krishna will come out. It'll come out. It's there. This process is kind of like igniting. Yeah. It's like you have a match. The fire is there in the match. It's like in wood, any ordinary wood. But you put some other fire, then it comes out. Then the fire comes out. You strike the match and the fire comes out. So by this chanting of Hare Krishna and hearing about Krishna, we're striking that match. And eventually, the full-blown love for Krishna will come out. It's there some now. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here practicing. There's something there. So this was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to the Korma Brahmana, that you learn this philosophy, you teach this philosophy, you become a guru. So in one sense, when we go out on book distribution, we're gurus, varma pradarshika, means you're starting people on their path of Krishna consciousness. So it's a very responsible position. You have to be very strict. It's natural for soft-hearted souls to try to help others. Srila Prabhupada, once he was walking in a city where there was winter. It was very cold. So Prabhupada was walking and he had his cane. And as he was walking, he would sometimes come to a puddle that was frozen. ice. So he would walk up and he would smash it. And then he would walk on. He would walk up to another frozen puddle and he would smash it. And he would walk on. And he'd go to another and smash. The devotee walking with him, he said, Prabhupada, what is the meaning to this? Is there any meaning to this? Why are you doing that? He's curious. Prabhupada said, the nature of the heart is that it's soft and it's warm. But now, because of contact with the material nature, the heart has become cold and hard. So I've come to smash that. He was thinking like this, I've come to smash that. He came to make the hearts soft and warm again. So that's the process of Krishna consciousness. And the only way that that can happen is by people getting this knowledge. Maya mudha jivarna iswacha Krishna gyan jivare kriporapa Krishna vedapara. That the living entity cannot revive his Krishna consciousness on his own. Imagine if we were trying to understand the absolute truth and we had no Bhagavad Gita. We had no Srimad Bhagavatam. We didn't have the guidance of Prabhupada. What hope, huh? We'd be lost. So therefore Krishna comes out of his compassion to guide us with these transcendental literatures. These books are actually guides for human society. Just like there's so many guides, you know, how to work your computer and how to make this and how to make that. They have a saying in America, if all else fails, you know, if you're trying to put something together, you're trying to put something together. If all else fails, follow the instructions. Because a lot of times people think, I'll figure it out. I don't know. And they're fiddling with it for 2 or 3 hours. Oh, where are those instructions? You know, where's that instruction manual? So these books are actually instruction guides for human society. People don't know how to live their life. People think that, well, you get a lot of money, you have as much sense gratification as you have. That's life. But no, that's not life at all. It's darkness. Srila Prabhupada says in one purport that the so-called happiness that the living entity experiences through material sense gratification is the greatest enemy of the conditioned soul. Pretty amazing statement. It's the greatest enemy because that's keeping him away from Krishna. That maya sukaya, he thinks that there's some pleasure there. No, it's just an illusion. I'll give you one example. One man walking in a forest and he falls into a dry well. And as he's falling, he catches on to a root going from one side to the other side. And he's thinking, whew, what a good thing this root is here. Then he looks down and there's venomous snakes on the bottom. And he's thinking, he's really happy that that root is there. Right? So he's hanging there for a while, and then he hears a roar from above, and there's a tiger looking down at him, roaring. And he's thinking, well, it's a good thing I'm not up there. And he starts thinking, this is not good. And he looks up and looks down, he's just hanging there. Not a very good position to be in. Huh? So then a couple minutes go by, and he hears some chewing. And there's a rat chewing on one of the roots, a black rat. And he's saying, oh my God, I can't believe it. What's going on? This is too much. And then a few moments later, another rat chewing on the other side, a white rat. Very awkward situation. He's being anxiety now. So the black snakes, the venomous snakes, they're compared to the miseries of the material world. Everybody is experiencing, we've all experienced the miseries of the material world. Coming from material nature, coming from our own mind and bodies, coming from other living entities. Doesn't matter how rich you are or how
opulent or how beautiful or how intelligent. Everybody is experiencing these miseries. So that's compared to these black snakes. And the tiger above is compared to death. So everybody is afraid of death, except for the devotee. For every rising and setting of the sun, a day is lost, except for that person who utilizes their time in glorification of the Supreme Lord. So devotees have no fear. So the black rat is compared to night, and the white rat is compared to day. So these days and nights are coming. At every moment, we're getting closer to death. And every moment that we're taken to Krishna consciousness, we're decreasing the space between us and Krishna. We're getting closer to Krishna. Prabhupada said that each time you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you're going closer to Krishna, right? Now he said, for every one step you take towards Krishna, Krishna is taking 10 steps towards you. So this is the practical way of how we're taking steps towards Krishna. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And distribute books. Each book we distribute is very auspicious. Krishna is very pleased by that. So we're getting closer and closer to Krishna in this way. So this man is hanging there in this very awkward situation, right? And then after maybe a minute or two, he starts feeling a drop on his head. And then a few seconds later, he feels another drop. And another drop. He looks up. And from a tree, there's a honeycomb. And there's honey dropping from this honeycomb. So he lifts back and he puts his tongue out. And he's getting his drops. And then he thinks, hey, life isn't so bad after all. So this is material life. Yeah. They get a little bit of pleasure and so much suffering. And everybody wants an ocean of pleasure, right? Unlimited ocean of pleasure that's never decreasing, always increasing, right? This is what everybody wants. It's like someone's dying in the desert, dying of thirst, no food, no water. And someone comes and gives them one dropful of water, just one drop of water. What is that going to do? Nothing. So all the pleasure in this world is like that. It's just a drop. It's not real pleasure. But in spiritual life, there's an unlimited ocean of pleasure. Krishna, he's the reservoir of all pleasure. So when we give people books, we're connecting them to this reservoir of pleasure. Because what is the nature of the soul? Eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Yes. This is the highest happiness that people aren't aware of. They're going all over the place. You know, they're going to Disney World, flying here, and, you know, going on cruises and going to movies. They're looking, actually what they're doing is they're looking for this pleasure that's there in Krishna consciousness, but they don't know it. And therefore they're frustrated. People are so frustrated. And therefore the largest disease in the world, anybody know what it is? Mental disease. Stress, people are very stressed out. And anxiety, bipolar, so many diseases come from stress, come from mental anxiety. And when they're really stressed out, then sometimes they commit suicide. In America, 40,000 people a year commit suicide. In the world, it must be, you know, about a million at least in the whole world. And people, they take alcohol, they take intoxication to forget their misery. So these books, this knowledge is a positive alternative. There used to be a van or a big bus here in Australia back in the 70s, double layer. Double-decker bus, and all the devotees would go on Harinam, big Harinam. And on the side of it said, Krishna consciousness, the Krishna consciousness, the positive alternative. That was the sign. Krishna consciousness, the positive alternative. So this is a positive alternative. They turn to negative alternatives, you know, become addicted to alcohol and drugs and so much nonsense. We don't even, I don't even know what goes on out there, but I know a lot of crazy things. You know. So this book distribution is very, very important. It's the hope for society. And now we're doing something. We're doing about 6 million books a year in the world. So it's good. It's nice. But we can do so much more. If we have a lot of people who are doing a little, then it becomes a lot. Right? So that's what this is about. You may not do much out there on book distribution. You may just do one or two books. But still, if we have a lot of people doing that, imagine we have, right now we have about 1 million devotees in our society. Temple devotees, congregational devotees. Imagine if everybody in our society just went out and did one book a week. That's 1 million books in a week. We did one a month. 1 million. Now we're doing 6 million a year. So just that, just everybody doing one book a month, that would be 12 million in a year. Are you good? So I'm traveling around trying to increase distribution. It's something that's very much needed. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. It's the only lack. And he said that one who actually has life, he'll preach Krishna consciousness. If he has no life, then he can't preach. So, and this gives life also. This helps us. The books, the philosophy becomes alive when we go out and preach. We also become enlivened, become more lively in our Krishna consciousness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated, Neha yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kapate nityata para sevaya jivan abhimuto isaha. That if one's work does not bring one to dharma or one's constitutional position, if one's dharma does not bring one to renunciation, and if one's renunciation does not bring one to bhakti, then one is considered to be dead although breathing. So what we have in this world now is a lot of dead people breathing. They appear to be alive, but they're dead. So when we go out to distribute books, we're bringing them alive again. It's just like if you have some hot wire and you touch that hot wire, you get electrocuted. And someone else touches your finger, he gets electrocuted. So Prabhupada is like a transcendental hot wire in the spiritual world. And whoever came in contact with Prabhupada, they felt that transcendental energy. Actually, Prabhupada gives an example like that. He says, the pure devotee does not have a material body because of his being surcharged with the identical interest of Krishna. He's surcharged with that spiritual energy. So he doesn't have a material body. He's just filled with Krishna consciousness. And whoever comes in contact with Srila Prabhupada gets that energy, that spiritual energy gets surcharged. So that's when we distribute books, we're connecting them with Srila Prabhupada. He said, I live in my books. He said, I've given everything in my books. So, it's very important. Srila Prabhupada said our most important activity in Krishna consciousness is to distribute books. Because by this, people will understand what is the goal of life. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. He used to say that an intelligent person will ask three questions. Why am I here? What's the goal of life? What happens at the time of death? So those answers are all given right here. Nowhere else. Why are we here? Because we're envious of Krishna. What's the goal of life? Develop our love for Krishna. What happens in the time of death? That depends on us. So we have such rich knowledge. This knowledge is so rich, so valuable. So somehow we have to try to get it out there. So maybe I'll stop there and ask if there's questions. Yes, sir.
There is nature of a person, right? So if a person is not too forcible person, then how do you use that in actually distributing good? Because most of the people say no. How do you come out of your nature to actually make the person buy and be forceful in terms of?
Well, when they say no, they just say no. Then they're not ready. Example is given, just like if you want to have a sweet, juicy mango, and you have mango trees in your yard, and they're green, then what do? You wait. You leave them there. Otherwise, you're not going to get a sweet, juicy mango. You're going to have a mango that's ready for chutney. Right? So some people aren't ready. So they just say no, then just let them go. Not ready. Unripe mango. But we have to always also be very nice to the people. One of my mottos as I'm distributing is everybody walks away happy, at least with a smile. We have to be nice to the people, even though we may get a lot of negative energy, a lot of no's. So we have to be tolerant. And that's another advantage of book distribution, is that we have to develop this tolerance. Prabhupada wrote to sannyasis that if you're not tolerant when you're preaching Krishna consciousness, you will not be able to preach. He's tolerant and humble. So when we're back at the temple or in our office, then you don't have to, you're not forced to be tolerant. But you go on book distribution, you have to be tolerant. Because we're also representing Srila Prabhupada, representing the Absolute Truth. So we have to be gentlemen and we have to be tolerant. But sometimes people come up with things that you can switch over. Just like the other couple of days ago, I was distributing books in Melbourne. And I approached one young man, and he said, "Oh, I'm not interested, I have another religion." I said, "Oh, what is your religion?" He said, "You won't like it. I'm a follower of Satan." Satan, the devil. So I said, "Well, this book is about God, so you should learn about your enemy." He said, "Okay, good point." He gave a donation to the book. But sometimes people say, "No, I'm not interested, I'm a Christian." Oh, I say, "Oh, that's great, I thought you were an atheist. That's so nice to see that there's still people that are God conscious. You know, if atheism is really growing around the world, you know." I said, yeah, well, it's so nice to see you. Here, just take this book, check it out, it's very nice. It actually, you know, we're theists, so we're on the same side. This book explains many arguments that are against atheism. So many times you can tell them, "Well, we're not trying to change your belief also. But there's always more to learn." Yeah, so much more to learn. So many Christians take books on that statement. And sometimes people say, no, I'm not interested. So one person, or actually I say this quite often, I tell them, up here, you're not interested at all. And I point to his heart, but here, you're very interested. And some of them say, all right, you got me. Take the book. So there's different. We have to be innovative. You know, we have to be ready to. So many different things that people will say. So there's other things that we can say that will get them to take. Sometimes they say, "No, the book is too heavy." I tell them, "This book is so heavy that it'll carry you." I say, "I like that. That's good." So we have to think of different ways. Convince them. Prabhupada said that these books, they have so much, such nice knowledge, if you simply present them nicely, you can convince anybody. I've been asked, who takes books? And I tell them, if I'm sincere, then practically anybody will take them. That's the fact. Prabhupada, he told the Sankirtan devotees that you just teach the devotees how to be sincere. So what does that mean, to be sincere? To be sincere means we chant our 16 rounds, we follow the four regular principles, we read Prabhupada's books, don't offend devotees, go to the deity worship, perform the deity worship. So this is a sign of sincerity. So we have to pray also. This is very important. On book distribution, you really have to pray. It's not automatic. I chanted my 16 rounds, I read Prabhupada's books, now it'll just be very easy, I'll just go out. So many people take books. No. You have to also go out there and surrender. That's another nice aspect. I was just in New Zealand recently, and one boy, he was a brahmachari, and now he's taken to household life. He was asking me, so what do you think? Do you think I could continue distributing books as a householder? I said, yeah. Be sincere and try your best. Pray to Krishna. He said, ah, but then I have to surrender again. Yeah, you have to surrender. We have to surrender, in any case, we have to surrender to something. So better surrender to what is most pleasing, to Krishna, to the parampara. Krishna comes to help the fallen souls. So if we help in this way, then Krishna is so pleased. This is like our family business, book distribution. Just like when there's a family that has a business, you know, the Patel and Sons, or, right? Something like that. So this is Krishna and sons and daughters. This is our business. Family business is preaching Krishna consciousness, giving Krishna books. There is one family in India that if any members of the family didn't go to Mangalartik, then they would be fined. They would have to pay a fine. And the mother, the lady in the house, she was very adamant about this. If anybody didn't go to Mangalartik, they had to pay a fine, you know, some rupees, right? So Prabhupada was talking about this, and he said, yes, if anybody doesn't go to Mangalartik, they have to pay a fine. And that fine is you go out and you sell one Krishna book. I think we should instigate that here. We have a little bit of a lack of attendance in the Mangalartik here. So, you had a question?
Yes. Hare Krishna. How do we maintain the enthusiasm for the book distribution, even when we are down in terms of we don't distribute any books for the whole session, for 2-3 hours? How do we maintain enthusiasm for the week?
Yeah. Well, again, that's the key. You have to really pray to Krishna. Yeah. Or you can do different things. You can go and you can chant a round of japa, or you can go and read a little bit, try to get some inspiration like that, or go and watch a devotee that has some success and get some inspiration from him. Different things you can do. You could also, a good thing to do is to learn verses. There's many very nice verses that put us in the right consciousness. There's one verse that I always almost say in every Sankirtan class I give. Excuse me. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada, he says, is this verse is the guide for all devotees of Krishna. It's the 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 8. 10, 14, 8. Prabhupada says this is the guide for all devotees. Lord Brahma says, always seeking your compassion, thus tolerating all difficulties as being due to my own past activities, and always serving you with mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So when we're in difficulty, then we pray to Krishna. Forgive me, Krishna, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I didn't chant my rounds properly, or maybe I offended somebody, or we don't blame people if we have some difficulty. We go within. And then we pray to Krishna, please purify me so that I could serve you nicely. So that's the positive aspect. Negative, please forgive me for any offense I may have done. And then the positive is, please purify me so that I could be some instrument That's what we're doing. We're going out there and we're trying to be instruments in the hands of Krishna in distributing these books. So it takes a lot of sincerity. We have to pray. You should pray to the deities before you go out. Actually, not the day that you go out, but even pray to the deities. Please help me. Please empower me. Give me your mercy so I can do this most valuable service. I can distribute these treasures. Now I'm compiling or writing a book about book distribution. It's called The Treasure of the Brihat Mardanga. So these are treasures. Someone may be very poor materially, but if they have this treasure of Krishna consciousness in their life, then they're so wealthy. Just like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and Jagannath Das Babaji and Gaurakishore Das Babaji. They were all practically homeless. Six Goswamis, they were living under a different tree every night. They were homeless. Sometimes you see homeless people here, and all homeless people. Jesus Christ also, he was homeless. He's traveling around preaching. But they had this great treasure of Krishna consciousness. And that's what made them so wealthy. Prabhupada also, he was in New Delhi in the, I think, early 60s, late 50s. Homeless, practically. No money, just had, you know, one or two dhotis. No money, nothing. No place to stay, practically, sometimes. But he was the wealthiest person on the planet because he had Krishna Bhakti. He had Krishna fully in his heart. And because he had this great treasure of Krishna consciousness, he was able to give it out to others. And very benevolent. Had so much love, he can give his love out to others and fill them with love. There's so many devotees now, Radhana Swami. Touched so many hearts, like he touched our hearts. First time I read the Bhagavad Gita, you couldn't put it down. I read the whole book in 5 days and was just chanting Hare Krishna all day long after that. So much purity is there. But so many other Bhagavad Gitas came to the West before Prabhupada came. Nobody became a devotee. Nobody. Nobody became a devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada's books come out, and thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are becoming devotees of Krishna. Because Prabhupada gave Bhagavad Gita as it is. And all the other Bhagavad Gitas, you can call them Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. Because they're just given their own idea of what Bhagavad Gita is. So we're given the real thing, you know, when we go out. And even you don't distribute a book the whole day. They just touch the book. They benefit. And just by your sincerity going out and trying to help people in this way, you benefit. There's a very nice example of this in Krishna's pastimes. When Krishna, before the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna, he decided that he wanted to try to convince Duryodhana to avoid the war and just give the Pandavas what they deserve. So he went to Vidura before he went to Duryodhana to convince him. And Vidura said, please, my dear Lord, don't do this. Because he's not going to listen to you, first of all. And he may offend you, which won't be good for him, and it won't be nice if he does that to you. So Krishna said, the wise have said that anybody that goes out of their way to perform a virtuous activity, even if he's not successful, still he benefits. He gets the merit for the action. So even you go out and you distribute books, and nobody takes a book, still you benefit. Krishna sees you. Naham dasthami vaikunte yoginam pridiyesuva tattat dasthami nara yatra kayanti madbhakta. He says, I'm not in Vaikuntha, nor am I in the hearts of the yogis, but I am wherever my devotees are spreading my glories. So, very special activity. At work, if you don't produce anything, will the boss come up and pat you on the back? Anyway, you did a good job. You were sincere. You tried your best. Yeah. They want to see something. They want to see the result. Otherwise, you're out of there. Right? Not Krishna. Krishna's a very good boss. There's a there's a name for Krishna, Karmayi, something like that, that he's the boss. Very good boss. He's just Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He's pleased by the intention. Somebody else may distribute 100 books, but in his heart he's doing it just to increase his false prestige, get some recognition. And another devotee might be the same place and have very little success, but he's sincerely from the bottom of his heart, he's trying to help the conditioned souls and please Krishna. So Krishna's more pleased with him. So this is what we should try to develop, is our intention, our sincerity. Of course, in general, when we're sincere, we're trying and Krishna reciprocate. It's a very wonderful activity. And even you may not have some success. I remember there's one, Mataji, she went to Uruguay. I think it was Uruguay from Argentina. And the whole day, nobody took a book. And then one person took a book. And she was like, whew, at least one person took a book. And then she left the country, saying, I'll never go back there again. You know? But then that one person became a devotee. So you never know. You never know. There's one person at a store, 7-Eleven or something, and he was eating a watermelon outside of the store. And he had it over the trash can. And it slipped out of his hand, fell into the trash. And he was a good watermelon, so he reached in to pull it out. He reached in to pull it out. It wasn't a watermelon, it was a Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. Somehow, somebody just threw it away. Somebody bought it from somebody and just threw it in the trash. So this person, what is this book? So he took it home and he read it. He became a devotee. Pulled it out of the trash and became a devotee. So many amazing stories. There's one person, he was in a, he was on a forest trail. Just going for a walk in the forest. And I don't know if you have it here, but in America they have these forest trails and they have these outhouses. Toilets in the forest. So this one here has one of those where the tank is on the top and you pull the string after you, when you flush it. So this person went to the bathroom and he pulled the string and the whole thing just came crashing down. And water went flying everywhere. There was a Bhagavad Gita in there. Somebody put a Bhagavad Gita in there. Of course, it was completely wet. But he looked at the cover and he thought, hey, this might be interesting. So he took it home and he let it dry out. He read it and became a devotee. Another person he was also in a forest with his dog and he was walking along the forest. And his dog stopped and he's smelling something. And he's telling his dog, hey, come on, let's go. He wouldn't leave, he's smelling. He went over there and said, what are you smelling? He moved the leaves and there was a Krishna book there. What is this? Krishna books. Anyway, maybe it's interesting. He took it home. He sat there and read it for a while and he took it home. Became a devotee. Prabhupada disciple. Probably the first time in history that a dog became the Varna Padarshika Guru. So, you never know when the book's going to, where it's going to end up. Any other questions?
Can you please repeat the Srimad Bhagavatam quote which you about?
You want the number or the verse?
The verse.
The verse. And Lord Brahma says, always seeking your compassion.
Sorry, not this one, the one earlier. The lots of living body but dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Neha yat karma dharmaya. Neha yat karma dharmaya. Na vira gaya kalpate na tirta pada sevaya. Jivan api matogisa. That one who, if one's work does not bring one to dharma, if one's dharma does not bring one to renunciation, and if one's renunciation does not bring one to bhakti, then one is considered to be dead, although breathing. Powerful statement. There's a lot of dead people in this material world now, so we're trying to bring them alive again. So this is how to put them, bring them alive again. Spiritually, right. Krishna consciousness. You're very welcome. Any other question or comment? Thank you very much. Now we're going to have, tonight was the importance of book distribution. And we'll have two more. I think we're going to have, tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to go out. Is that the idea? Thursday and then Friday, we could come back here and we could have, some exchange of, realizations, some of the experiences you had. Something you want to deal with, you have a question, or because there'll be different experiences that you'll have out there. So a little feedback on Friday. Okay?
Can you also spend some time to go around the practical aspect?
Yeah, we can do that also. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.